Now, this court is not a prude, and we know that each teenage group wants to produce its own music, its own dancing, its own heroes. Our own folks, we remember the days of the other heroes who were before us. But the question is, can you take 14,000 children and pack them in to one stadium? And they know they're coming there to get hysterical. And the whole show was based upon producing hysteria. And then these girls went into a coma. They ranted. They fainted. Their eyes were glassy. Some pulled their hair out. Some tore their dresses. They threw notes of a very undesirable nature on the stage. And with this, one father brought a child who was epileptic, and the child had an epileptic fit. And some of the parents took their children home before the show was over because it was, as some people say, unbelievable.
Are listening to WRUULP Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul.
All right.
Hold on, let me set that volume. We got it. We figured testing. Hello, are you there? Yeah, I'm here. Oh, I got to adjust some things. Hey, listen, everybody. It's Mr. Palmer. It's Mr. Palmer's Rockabilly Radio Show. We're on the air again. It's live. So feel free to hit those Instagrams and Facebooks and messages if you have my number. Let's send some dedications out tonight. Let's make some birthday wishes. I don't know. I'm gonna start tonight by just... it's a crazy mixed up world out there, right? There's a lot going on in the day. And, you know, I think I started my day with one thing going on and just ended up, like, I don't know, for some dumb reason, reading the news. And it just, everything just kind of went askew. And the thing that I'm kind of equating it to is, have you ever, planned a meal, you know? And you went to the store, and you got all the things you need to make this meal, and you're just craving that meal, and everything's going great, and you got the timing of it down, and you start making some things up, and then all of a sudden, something gets burned over here, or the salt spills in something over there, and the whole thing just goes haywire, and you just kind of have to, like, resort to going to the fridge and seeing what you got, and next thing you know, you got a corn dog in the oven, and you make that extra crispy, and you wrap it in a flour tortilla and pour some hot sauce on it, and you go, you know what it's going to have to do, but you know what, that corn dog little burrito thing you just made turned out to be really excellent, and might kind of be a thing. Oh, by the way, yeah, follow me for more recipes. What I'm saying is, sometimes the day doesn't go as you plan, but the end result could be something awesome. So here we are, 10 o'clock on a Monday night with Mr. Palmer's Rockabilly Radio. Do not sit back. Do not relax. Do not touch that dial. And just let the next hour be your corn dog burrito, okay?
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat! Burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Rock it! For the money, two groove for the show. Three to get ready now. Go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but the deal for my blue suede shoes. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but they hold for my blue suede shoes.
Eskimo boogie, oogla oogla woogie, wore the mucklucks off my feet. Then we headed for the Mecca right on down the street. Then we drove out of town to the Buffalo Lodge. Lots of places on the highway that we had to dodge. We were running out of time and it wasn't very far to meet all the gang at the Big Kimber Bar and do the Eskimo boogie, oogla oogla woogie, until the break of day. Eureka and the Alpine Inn. After Shamrock down to Palmer, Charlie says where you been. Says we're heading straight to Anchorage and some just last chance. We gotta find some music cause we wanna dance to the Eskimo boogie. Oogla oogla boogie, saw a guy that danced real cute. Says he plays bass, fiddle, and orange mellow mute. Well, we're headed for the Malmute and we almost died. It was burned to the ground so we knew the delight. Heard some singing and the playing in another. But all it was a picking on a left-hand guitar. He played the Eskimo boogie, oogla oogla boogie, with a low-down sourdough beat. He was the best boogie plucker that you ever wanna jumping like a fish wheel. Kodiak and Homer and Kenai too. Bethel up the Holy Cross, Alkidna on through. McKinley Park and Tanner Cross and Tuggalugga-Wiggy. Rock on right down to my silly little ditty. They're all doing the Eskimo boogie dance.
Well, you've heard 16 cars and the blues way too. You've heard Kokomo and the birds of blue. Nobody's blind, but every time you play it, it makes you want to bop. Now the tootie tootie and the birds of blue. 16 tons and the blue suede shoes. There's a maple and the Kokomo.
Look out, cat! Here I go!
I'm gonna rock, rock, rock and roll. Yeah, rock, rock, rock and roll. Yeah, rock, rock, rock and roll.
Come on and rock!
Rock, rock and roll. We're gonna rock, rock. I'm a rockin' with my baby. They both great and they don't mean maybe. But I'm the one that taught her how to bop to the boogie with the song of the jive. Now there's two boogies and the birds of blue. 16 tons and the blue clay cube. There's a Maybelline and Kokomo.
Look out, cat! Here I go!
Rock, rock, rock and roll. Yeah, rock, rock, rock and roll. Yeah, rock, rock, rock and roll.
Come on and rock!
Rock, rock and roll. Rock, rock, I'm a rockin'
they both drink and they don't mean maybe, but I was the one that taught her how to pop to the buggy with the song. To the food and the birds and the blue, 16 tons and the food way too. Play for me, I need to pull the mold. And
look out, cat, here we go.
We're gonna rock, rock, rock and roll. Yeah, rock, rock, rock and roll. Yeah, rock, rock, rock and roll.
Come on, rock.
Rock, I'm rocking with my baby.
All right, all right. You're listening to Mr. Palmer's Rockabilly Radio Show here at WRUU. All right, peoply-poos, let me tell you what I spun. Started the set off, of course, with Blue Suede Shoes by Elvis Presley, originally pressed as a single on the RCA label in 1956 with Tutti Frutti as the B-side. Now, we all know, of course, the song was written by Carl Perkins. And, of course, we've got to always give it up to Carl Perkins. But listen, people, I'm in a mood today, can you tell? Listen, people, listen to those two versions back to back. Carl Perkins' version is great, it's a classic, and then you listen to the Elvis version. And I challenge anyone to tell me that Mr. Presley's version isn't the epitome of what just raw energy and sexuality can do to a rock and roll song. It's amazing. Anyway, love it. It's a classic. All right. Eskimo Boogie by Betty Jo Starr and Johnny Starr. Yeah, I guess they were married. That one came out in, you know what? I have no idea. And apparently, neither does anybody on the internet. I pulled the gem from this little, 1992 compilation called Great Rockin' Girls. But, you know, when I went to research it, there's even the Discogs where they have the picture of it, they have the label of it. Nobody knows what year it came out. But I did find out this. Eskimo Boogie was released on the Alaska label and other Betty Jo Starr songs that are released on that Alaska label are songs called Copper Colored Klooch, Song of Anchorage, I'm a Chichaco, and Alaska Waltz. Now, she was also in a band at one point in time. You guessed it, Betty Jo Starr and the Alaskans. All right. So, Malcolm Yelvington. I stumbled over to Yelvington. He was born in Covington, Tennessee, began performing in local venues at around the age of 14, having learned to sing and play guitar as a kid. Now, his voice was a baritone, somewhat comparable to Ernest Tubb, one of his major influences. By the time he reached his mid-20s, he and a few buddies had been playing gigs around Covington as the Star River Boys decided to head to Sun Records to record a few songs. And the songs were great. Problem was, timing. The album came out a week after Elvis's That's All Right, and just they tried and tried to ride that Elvis wave, but just never went anywhere. So I got to play it on my show. It's called Rockin' With My Baby. It's Malcolm Yelvington, and at one point in time, the band was called Star River Boys. Did come out on the Sun label in 1956, though. So there you go. Hold on a second. I got a message, I think. Yeah, I did. I got a text message. Apparently, I've been giving a lot of shout-outs to my cousin Kathleen over the last couple shows. She's got a busy life going on, including a birthday coming up this week on the 3rd. So everybody take a huge shout-out and just yell up into the sky this coming up week and say, hey, happy birthday, cousin Kathleen out in Murrieta, California, I believe. All right. I got a lot of talking to do tonight, but I got more music to play here on Mr. Palmer's Rockabilly Radio Show, your corn dog spicy burrito for the night. I'm just going to ride that joke all the way into the end. Okay, all right. Let's get back to the music. We'll be right back.
When you chicken, oh yeah, when you bopping.
Love makes the world all alone. Ain't got no friends, ain't got no home. It's too bad. What can I do? Feeling kinda lonely, feeling kinda blue. Ain't got no money and I'm missing you. Well, still can't believe how you was untrue. Too many drinks, now I'm thinking of you. It's too bad. What can I do? Feeling kinda lonely, feeling kinda blue. Ain't got no money and I'm missing you. My jealous heart tearing me in two. My jealous heart, I don't know what to do. When should I go? Should I stay? Use your lips or turn away. My jealous heart is tearing me in two. Yeah, let's walk and pray. Sometimes I think you love me, so I treat me the way you do. All this indecision's killing me, cause I don't know if you're true. It's too bad, what can I do? Feeling kinda lonely, feeling kinda blue. Ain't got no money and I'm missing you. It's my jealous heart tearing me in two. It's my jealous heart, I don't know what to do. Where now should I go? Should I stay? Kiss your lips or turn away? It's my jealous heart, it's tearing me in two. It's too bad, what can I do? It's too bad, what can I do? It's too bad.
Now we are rolling. It's Mr. Palmer's Rockabilly Radio Show. All right, I want you guys to listen to this this story here I'm about to tell about the first song you heard in the set. The cat was known to his fans as the ultimate rebel. We're talking about Andy Starr, and here's where the story just rolls. I mean, listen, before I get into this, there's a lot more about this cat, but I had to edit, and I still ended up with a lot. Andy Starr, he was born Franklin Delano Gulledge. Yeah, they gave him the first two names of the 32nd President of the United States. Why not? Now, he did have a very colorful upbringing, a childhood scarred with poverty, culminating. He pulled out a pistol on a teacher while in grade school. Now, he followed that by doing this hobo lifestyle across the country, which he embarked on when he was 14 years old. He eventually formed the Arkansas Plowboys, what a great name, with his brothers, and headed for Texas. They put him on the air at a station called KDSX Radio and found moderate success performing around that area. But it wasn't until he shared the stage with Elvis Presley that he kind of changed the style from honky-tonk to rockabilly. Now, stop me if you've heard this story before. 8 tracks were released by MGM in 1956, but guess what happened? MGM didn't want to pay the promotional and other costs involved, so they only sent out like 200 promo copies of each new release. Why? Because he was getting buried by the Elvis wave, right? Now, here's another part of the story that may sound familiar. Andy Starr and the boys, they kind of dinked around as long as they could, and in 1959, he packed it up and single-handedly brought rock and roll to Alaska. That's right. At the time, he changed the name of the band. They were now the Blue Notes. The owner of the Hi-Hat Club in Anchorage booked him for 6 months, but Starr, now calling himself Frank Starr, actually stayed there for 5 years in total. A strip act was eventually incorporated into his stage performance. Delightful. The song Just Walkin' was issued on the Valiant Records label in 1960. Okay, so here's what you gotta do. Just get to the Googles, type in Just a Walkin' and Andy Starr with two R's. Andy, S-T-A-R-R. And just read up on this guy. Just an amazing rock and roll story. All right, then from 1961, this is another great one. I love this one. We heard from Bernadette and her Swinging Bears with When You're Dancing With Me. Now, it was originally released on the Beach label, backed with Crazy Yogi. Now, Bernadette is actually Bernadette Castro of Castro Convertible Sofas. If you were in the New York area, you know what that is. That was her father's business. She was also the one-time New York State Parks Commissioner. Now, the Swingin' Bears, they were a band out of Jacksonville, Florida, called the Jesters, that Bernadette contacted to back her up on a couple of songs that her friends had written for her. You heard You're Dancing With Me, Bernadette and the Swingin' Bears. That one came out in 1961. Let's see, Love Makes the World Go Round. That was written by Ollie Jones, the most popular version recorded and released by Perry Como in 1958. Now, this British rockabilly trio, the Jets, they reached number 21 in 1982 on the UK charts with their version. The song was released in 1982 album called 100% Cotton. Now, inherently, that's just a great name for a band or an album on its own. But the real reason for it is the Jets consist of three brothers, all last name Cotton. Bob Cotton on bass, Ray Cotton on guitar and backing vocals, Tony Cotton on drums and backing vocals. So you see, they're called the Jets. The album is called 100% Cotton. The Jets continue to tour the club and rockabilly circuit in the UK and abroad, still making albums. The Jets. And at the end, we heard a track off my favorite old album. The album's called Born to Be Wild by those Nervous Fellas, who of course started out as the Rockin' Edsels and later the Nervous Fellas, and then they became the Bughouse Five. I play them a lot. The song is called Jealous Heart off the 1990 Nervous Fellas album, Born to Be Wild. That came out on the Nervous record label. I told you I had some stories to tell tonight, right? All right, but now, right at the middle of the show, we're going to slide this rolling chair over here. We're going to hit this computer. We're going to play some public service announcements. We're going to beg you for some money, and we're going to tell you about some other stuff. But we'll be right back. What have I got coming up next? More rock and billy music. Hold on a second, everybody.
This is a message from the Georgia State Department of Public Health. Social distancing means minimizing contact with people. It also means that if you are near someone in public, try to stay at least 6 feet away. The less contact people have with one another means the less opportunity for the virus to spread. Slowing the spread of the virus means that we can keep our healthcare system from becoming overwhelmed. More information can be found at dph.georgia.gov. Now you have a chance to support both Savannah Independent Artists and WRUU during this shelter-in-place order to stop the spread of COVID-19. Creatives in Need is a group of independent artists hosted by the Roots Up Gallery, which is collaborating with WRUU during this shelter-in-place to offer an online art gallery at www.rootsupgallery.com. For every work of art sold at this online gallery, the artists receive 80% from the sales and 20% goes to WRUU and its programs like Art on the Air. Interested listeners can go to www.rootsupgallery.com to start shopping today.
WRUU 107.5 FM is a new and different listener-supported and all-volunteer community radio station for Savannah. Our diverse broadcast and web programming is supported by generous listeners who value our passion and spunk. We are independent of other media and receive no government or large corporate support. People like you are our largest and most important source of our funding. Go to WRUU.org to find out how you can make a one-time or a monthly contribution. Thank you.
Zodiac, going to jacket.
Hi, this is Rosie Flores, the Rockabilly Philly, and you are listening to Mr. Palmer's Rockabilly Radio Show on WRUU 107.5, WRUU.org. Keep it rockin'.
what we share is something. Well, my brain is a bursting for you, baby. It's a bursting for you, baby. It's a bursting for you, baby. And baby, better treat me better, honey. Better treat me better. Treat me better, honey, better treat me better, honey, better treat me better, honey, yeah, honey, yeah, honey. Baby, you better keep the love coming, baby, cause all we own is nothing. Baby, you better keep my heart a-thumping, cause what we share is something. Baby, you better keep the love coming, baby, cause all we own is nothing. Cause what we share is something.
This is Rockabilly Kitty Rose with Kitty Rose and the Rattlers, and you're listening to Mr. Palmer's Rockabilly Radio Show, right here on WRUU 107.5, the best rockabilly radio in the South.
Together.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is the part of the night where I just worked myself up into a sweat. I'm having way too much fun in here tonight. Wait, what do I always say that for? I always say I'm having way too much fun. I always have way too much fun at this gig. It keeps me sane. It keeps me moving. Listen, I've been really doing the social distancing and social isolation, and I'm doing it more and more these days. Look at the numbers are going up. It's ridiculous out there. What's going on in Florida? More people are coming to Georgia. I wear like 5 masks and a hazmat suit at this point in time when I go out. It's nuts. It's nuts. I was a little cranky earlier. I'm venting. Can you tell? Hey, before I go any further and tell you about what I just played, I want to do just kind of one of those heartfelt shout-outs to my rockabilly buddy, Justin Curtis, just because. Because he was the guy that really, I had this upright bass. I knew what I was doing. I was trying to figure some things out. And he's like, hey, be in my band. I said, okay. And boy, man, that world just opened up. So just a nice little reminder to say hi to Justin. Hi, Justin, out in California. Hope you're well. All right. Anyway, speaking of rockabilly buddies, I commenced that third set with 13 Cats. They are one of those all-star neo-rockabilly bands consisting of Tim Polecat from the Polecats on vocals, my rockabilly buddy Slim Jim Phantom on the drums, and Danny B. Harvey on guitar, and Smutty Smith on bass, both from the Rock Cats. Now, while the combo formed in 1996 and found success in the early rockabilly scene in Japan and Europe, debut album called 13 Tracks didn't arrive here in the United States until 2003. Like 7 years later, if I'm doing the math right. Good math. It's never funny. The song I played off of that album was called Leather Straight Jacket. Now, see what I'm saying? Like, if I said they formed in 1996, but the album didn't come out until 2003, and I said, what is that, like 14 and a half years? It's kind of humorous, right? All right, never mind. Then you heard Tear Me Up by the multiple award-winning Rosie Flores from her 1995 High Tones record release, Rockabilly Philly. Rosie, she was born in San Antonio, Texas, moved to my hometown of San Diego, California when she was 12, formed her first band called Penelope's Children while she was still in high school in California, and I think I kind of remember that. Her self-titled solo debut album came out on Warner Brothers in 1987. The single was called Crying Over You, put her on the Billboard charts for the first time, but since then, man, what a career. 11 albums, toured the world, worked with Janis Martin, toured with Wanda Jackson, and made a name for herself. And Rosie Flores, she's just the coolest. I found these people this year, Jane Rose and the Dead End Boys. They're one of those alt-country rockabilly blues bands hailing from Nashville, Tennessee. Jane Rose and the Dead End Boys have been going strong since 2009, touring the country and hopefully someday the world, if the world ever opens up again. They currently have 2 albums out, working on a third. Can't wait to hear that one. The song was Love and All That from their second album, Damaged Goods. Kind of usually comes with Love and All That, doesn't it? But I do love that song. I love that song. If you can track it down, listen to the replay tomorrow. Jane Rose and the Dead End Boys came on in the last, somewhere between halfway mark and three-quarter mark of the show. Just put on some headphones, turn it up, listen to it. It's great. Then from Atlanta, Georgia, Kitty Rose with Bourbon Bound from 2016. Now, Kitty Rose, she was inducted to the Traditional Music Hall of Fame in 2005, is a Grammy-nominated songwriter, been performing across the country for the past 20 years. As she said, Kitty Rose and the Rattlers, they kind of have a new-ish, came out last year, they have a full-length album. I recommend it. Kitty Rose and the Rattlers. But that was when she was going under the name Rockabilly Kitty Rose. All right. Speaking of Atlanta, Georgia, this next artist, I'll tell you what. Let me just turn this down and I will let you tell, or him tell you who he is.
Hey, everybody. This is Hot Rod Walt from the Psycho DeVilles here in Atlanta, Georgia. And you're listening to Mr. Palmer's Rockabilly Radio Show on WRUU.org. Turn it up, y'all.
My old Chevy, she runs out good, like the flames all across the hood. A high school hot run, yeah, that's my flavor, with roadside pops and ale.
says Craigers. You gotta know if he was up to me. There ain't another wheel that I wanna see. There ain't nothing that looks better than chrome side pipes and ale, says Craigers. I always dreamt of a red Corvette, the kind of car that you ain't seen yet. Blanked out paint that just screams danger with chrome side pipes and ale, says Craigers. You gotta know if it was up to me. There ain't another wheel that I wanna see. There ain't nothing that looks better than chrome side pipes and ale, says Craigers. Covered love machine. I take it for a ride and I ain't got a finger with a chrome side pipes and nails, says Craigers. You gotta know if it was up to me. There ain't another wheel that I wanna see. There ain't nothing that looks better than chrome side pipes and nails, says Craigers. Says Craigers, you gotta know if it was up to me. There ain't another wheel that I wanna see. There ain't nothing that looks better than chrome side pipes and ale, says Craigers. Chrome side pipes and ale, says Craigers. Chrome side pipes and ale, says Craigers.
Get ready to feel that rock and roll and turn it up, baby, because we're coming in hot. This is Laura Rebel Angel from Screaming Rebel Angels, and you're listening to Mr. Palmer's Rockabilly Radio Show on WRUU 107.5, WRUU.org.
How we do it here at Mr. Palmer's Rockabilly Radio Show. Hey, it looks like I'm going overtime tonight. Oh, well, let's see. We started things off. That's right. With the hardest rock and rock, hardest working. Let me start that over. Started set four with the hardest working rockabilly band around. And also from Atlanta, it's my pals, Hot Rod Walt and the Psycho DeVilles. Super cool guys. Put on a great show every time. I played the Chrome Side Pipes and SS Kragers from their 2017 EP, Swinging on the Moon. Please go see these guys when the world opens back up. I mean, it's just, they're just fun. Never a set list. They light things on fire. Super cool. Solid unit. In the moment, every time. Just great. Born in Waco, Texas, Lonesome Dave Fisher. Now, he's been making music since the 1980s punk rock, surf, Tejano, honky-tonk, roots rock, all as a lead guitar and singer. Now, a few years back, this former U.S. postal carrier felt it was the right time to take his show on the road, which he did. He's been killing it ever since. The song I played you was Let's Rock Tonight from the 2018 album called Rockabilly Ramblers and Texas Travelers. All right. And then we wrapped up that little set with the trio known as Screaming Rebel Angels, fronted by a true rebel angel, the flame-haired beauty, Laura Palmer. And you know what? Laura Palmer, yeah, I'm going to kind of maybe get away with saying a naughty word on the show. She is a genuine badass, okay? She's just amazing on stage, gives out 100%, just rocks that bass and just tears it all up. Based on her last name, we share the same last name. We've actually become friends over the last couple of years. I got to tell you, man, just a genuine, awesome, funny, cool, very cool human being. And that's part of the great thing about doing this show. Tonight, you know, Kitty Rose, I consider her a friend. You know, Hot Rod Walt, we're friends. Laura Rebel Angel, we're friends, right? All right, anyway. I'm just being all personal, and I'll get to that more in a second. Now, the band, they just released a screaming hot new video for a song. That song, Baby Gets Down, came out on their 2019 amazing album, Heel Grinder. Definitely check out the Baby Gets Down Screaming Rebel Angels video. Since I'm going over, I might as well just tell you about the next song I'm going to play. Also, some buddies of mine, been played a bunch of shows with them, have known them for a long time. Coming up, I'm going to play you out tonight with the Straight Eights. Now, these guys have been telling me for a while they got a new album on the way. There's proof. They've been releasing a couple of singles. I think they've released three so far, and I'm about to play one for you. So I'm going to play you out tonight with a song called That Don't Worry Me None, brand new from the Straight Eights. Now, here we go. We're going to get the circus music queued up. Something you might have missed is usually a show before mine. I think we're just using automation because we're all social distancing. I'm actually live in the studio. Hey, Dave Lake, thanks for giving me the gig. I'm loving it. I'm in year three. Hey, if you want to send me a message, you can do so through all of the usual outlets. The Mr. Palmer on Base Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or while you're at the WRUU.org, click on that contact. If you need to accidentally click on the donate, oh, well, give us $10. It'll be great. If you want to know when I played or catch this show again, go to the schedule. Okay, and then look up Monday night, and you're going to find my little logo, and you click on that. There's also going to be an archive where you can listen to previous shows, and if everything works well at my home computer, you'll be able to hear this one tomorrow. So tell your friends. Hey, and on a final note, I saved this till the end, because I'm probably going to get choked up over this one a little bit. Happy birthday to my son, Baxter. It was his birthday yesterday. He turned 20 years old. I haven't had a teenager in my life for a really long time, and I don't. I'm an empty nester. But hey, buddy, great talking to you yesterday, and that new Dan Electro gold glitter guitar, man, you better be rocking that thing. He's going to be our new rockabilly buddy on this show. You'll see. Love the kid. Miss the kid, and now he's 20. Whew. Hey, I made it through. All right, I'll be back next Monday. Until then, remember this. I heard this the other day, and I kind of like it. Happiness isn't always about what you have. It's also about what you don't have to worry about. That's why if anything is worth doing, it's worth doing in style and on your own terms, man. Nobody else's. I play what I feel. I feel what I play on Mr. Palmer's Rockabilly Radio Show, WRUULP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul. Let's hear some Straight Eights. We'll see y'all next week, Bob. All right. Yeah, whatever. Okay, bye.
Horrified. Don't give me no lip about the boy that you're with.